Richard is here. Richard, you went to see a movie called Dinosaur 13. Okay, it's a documentary film which is currently showing at the Lighthouse Cinema in Dublin. And it tells the story of Sue, a Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton discovered in South Dakota in 1990.
This animal had a terrible life, a terrible rough life. The skull of Sue had actually had the left side of the lower jaw had been literally ripped out of the socket.
Probably the hardest work I've ever had to do in my life. We were doing this all in temperatures around 115 degrees every day.
It was very hard work, but it was very easy to put in a lot of energy into it because we all wanted to see what the skeleton was going to look like.
We started by picking up all these thousands of fragments of bones and bagging them and labeling them.
We basically used these ditch digging tools, picks and shovels, to dig down that 30 feet from where I thought we could get back into the cliff face far enough to uncover what I thought would be the limits of that skeleton. The skull of Sue had actually had the left side of the lower jaw had been literally ripped out of the socket, still held together here at the symphysis where the two ends of the lower jaw come together in the front, but it's been torn loose from the socket, which allows the jaw to open and close. The post-orbital, the bone directly behind the eye, was broken and pulled outwards and laying at sort of a weird angle. So I think that she actually died from the attack of another Tyrannosaurus Rex.
So there you are. Now, at the time it was discovered, it was the largest, most complete T-Rex ever discovered. And the paleontologists who stumbled across the fossil should have expected international acclaim as a result. Instead, they became embroiled in a battle with the FBI. So tell me more, Rich.
Yes, this is a film about a puncture. That's what it's about. These fellas in the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation in South Dakota, a barren and bleak place, had a jeep and they were out fossil hunting, and suddenly the jeep developed a puncture out where they were doing this research, and they had to go off. The spare was flat, so they had to go and have the puncture fixed, otherwise they might be marooned out in this godforsaken place. But there was among them a girl named Sue Hendrickson, an amateur paleontologist, and she said, "I'm not going back for the puncture. I'm going to stay here. You fellas go off and fix the puncture and you can come back and collect me later." And while they were gone, she went to look at a particular cliff, and there, sticking out of the cliff, were bones. And she got some of them and waited for them to come back and show them the bones. The bones were of our famous Tyrannosaurus
Rex. But they were fossil bones. They weren't actual bones.
And did the paleontologists actually call it Sue?
Yes, because Sue Hendrickson, was the girl that found it. So that's why they called it
Sue. But they were rocks. They weren't actually bones.
Well, no, they're not bones, of course. That's an interesting point now. Yeah. That's a very interesting point legally. So they're thrilled, absolutely thrilled. Here they have discovered, and they could see very quickly that it was probably Tyrannosaurus Rex. So there's a beautiful sequence where they are carefully chiseling this thing out of the rock, taking away bits of rock, and slowly lifting it with huge tackle and block and tackle to lift it. And eventually they get it all down. It takes 17 days, 47 degree heat at times. Now, the owner of the land comes along, and they have agreed with him to do this, and he agrees to sell them on tape, anyway, on vision. He agrees to sell them this for $5,000. They pay him $5,000. They show the check on the camera, and he's thrilled, and they head off with their dinosaur bones. That's the largest amount ever paid for such a fossil ever. Now, they have gone back to Hill City, where their institute is, and now they have the task of slowly taking away all the bone and revealing this wonderful skeleton. That takes a very long time. A year and a half into this, the little Hill City, I think, is a very small place, over 300 and something people. So they're at this and they're chiseling it away when there's a knock on the door about a year and a half after they have found it. And they open the door. There are the FBI with a warrant, and surrounding their building, the National Guard.
Oh my goodness.
As if they were manufacturing a nuclear weapon or something. So suddenly the FBI said, "We're here to seize the dinosaur. We believe you have stolen it from federally owned lands. You are not entitled to have this fossil." The inhabitants of Hill City are up in arms. Huge protests, murder over this.
Don't tell us the end.
No.
Okay, where is it on?
It's on in the lighthouse. It ends up in a wonderful courtroom drama. It's a Kramer versus Kramer custody battle. It's a love story between a man and a dinosaur fossil. It ends up with a wonderful court sequence.
Wasn't a boy named too,
an
was
even
it?
More nail-biting auction. And a jail. It's got everything. It's people hear a documentary think documentary is boring old thing with academics and waffly big words. No, it isn't. It is a thriller.
Worth going to see.
And the patience of Job and everything is worked into this
right,
wonderful
right, Richard, okay, enough. God, for heaven's sake, as I tell you in a minute.